Hello, friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Good evening, good evening, good evening, friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDB AM 860 on your dial. We want to thank you for joining us today for this episode of A Dose of Hope. It is our prayer that during our time together, you will feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. Well, it's me, it's your girl, it's your sister, it's your friend. I'm Danielle Young. I'm the host of A Dose of Hope. And guess who is back, y'all? Hubby is back and feeling much better. And so he's going to bring you greetings at this time.
Good evening, everyone. So glad to be back with you all for A Dose of Hope. And thank you for your prayers.
All right. And so glad that he's back. So many listeners asked about him. They were concerned. Thank you all. I appreciate that. That means a lot. It wasn't the same without your husband, but I hope I did you proud. I tried to hold it down.
You did great. Great.
Oh, bless your heart. I didn't pay him to say that, y'all. All right. So it's time for us to have a little fun before we get to our topic today. And we're continuing. As I told you last week, we had Pastor Carolyn Glenn and on Pastor of Sanctuary Church of Bountiful Blessings, and she was talking about prayer, and it got so good we kind of had to do a part two, and so we're going to do part two today. But before we do so, husband, what you got for me today, love?
So today I'm going to ask your favorite ice cream treat.
Okay.
So just to expound on it a little bit, I'm going to say, you know, it's so hard to believe that we are already in the month of May. We got Mother's Day coming up, graduations, Memorial Day, which is, and Memorial Day is considered the unofficial first day of summer by a lot of people.
Yes.
You know, so there are so many things that are staples of the summer.
Yep.
You know, such as going to the beach,
woo-hoo!
All right, cookouts, weddings,
yes.
Just to name a few. But there's one sound that is embedded in my mind when it comes to summer. And I want to see if you can guess what that is by a little musical selection I have. So listen up and see if you remember this classic. All right. Got any guesses on that?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you if that brings back any summer memories for you.
Let me think. Let me stop. I know exactly what that is. Mr. Softy.
Yes. Woo-hoo-hoo. And for all those who are not familiar with Mr. Softy, that was always a staple when we were growing up. You know, just playing with your friends outside. That's when we played outside, y'all. Playing with your friends outside, and you heard that little jangle come along, and everybody stopped what they were doing. Ask mom or dad for a dollar bill, or, you know, had your loose change ready to go, and you ran right up to that ice cream truck. And it was always such a, it was a blue and white truck, and you were happy to see it. So I'm going to ask you, my dear, you know, just picturing, looking at that menu selection that they had on the side of that truck, what was something that you would choose? They had, you know, such things as, of course, the soft serve cones, and they had a lot of specialty items as well. So anything that you remember that you would be excited to pick.
Now you know who you're talking to, right?
Yes, I do.
I'm bougie.
Yes.
Did they have any off-menu selections before I give my final answer?
That has,
I'm just kidding.
Okay,
I'm just
all right,
kidding.
All right.
Yeah, so on the specialty item, I'd have to go with my all-time favorite to this day, even though I haven't had one in years, but it was that strawberry shortcake popsicle with the strawberry crunch on the outside. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That was a good time for me, and it still is. As a matter of fact, no, I better not do it. Tempting, though.
I'll be looking for the ice cream man on my way out today. So, and we also asked our daughter, Amber, if she had a selection, and she went the chocolate route, so she had a tie between the Chipwich, which for those who don't know are two large chocolate chip cookies with the vanilla ice cream in the middle. That was some eating. And the chocolate eclair bar, which is a play on your strawberry shortcake bar. Now, me, I was a little more simple. I could go with just the vanilla cone dipped in the chocolate, so it had that nice, crunchy chocolate shell around it. That sure brought back memories. And like you said, I'm thinking about looking for that ice cream man right now, right today. So that was always a special treat for us. And it definitely was the one of the highlights of our summers.
All right. And we're getting ready. We're quickly approaching that time. But I got to go. I got to go here because, you know, this has been something that people have gone back and forth with for some time. Okay. Especially in Philadelphia. For my Philadelphians.
All right.
You all know what I'm talking about when I say this. Okay. Are they the toppings, sprinkles, or Jimmy's?
Wow.
Have we figured that out yet?
I don't think we figured that out yet. That is the million-dollar question. So if anybody out there knows, you know, just let us know. If we just appreciate feedback, and we just that is a million-dollar question. So one day we're gonna get to the bottom of that.
All right, I love it. I love it. Okay, and so, again, we're so glad you're with us. We're going to talk more about prayer. We know that our God is a God who likes dialogue. And by dialogue, that means a conversation, talking and then listening. And so we're going to talk more about prayer, hear more from Pastor Carolyn Glenn. After this next selection, we're going to talk about prayer and what God's word says about it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. are back. Thank you so much for staying with us. As I mentioned earlier, we're still talking about prayer and the power of prayer, the importance of prayer in the life of the believer. I want to encourage you today, beloved, prayer still works. Prayer changes things. We serve a God who longs to hear from us. And for the believer, taking time to be with God is the best place to find strength to press on. Because through prayer, we draw on the power of our omnipotent God. At some point in our faith walk, prayer should become as natural as breathing. And so today, we're so glad you tuned in for part two of our talk on the power of prayer with our special guest host, Pastor Carolyn J. Glenn. Enjoy. Another question, Pastor Glenn. Is there a particular way to pray or a certain way? Because, you know, some people are intimidated by prayer because they've been in church or heard someone else pray, and they pray, you know, these eloquent words and, you know, and this dynamic prayer and what have you, and they're intimidated or they don't feel comfortable because they say, I don't know how to pray or what to say. What would you say to in that situation?
If somebody told me that they didn't know how to pray, I said, that's funny because you know how to talk.
Right.
So if you know how to talk, you know how to pray. Because remember, it's a dialogue, and which means talking. So you talk and you talk to him. How you get to have, how people who have these here prayer languages or those who have a rhythm to their prayer, they didn't start out that way. You develop it. It's called your own style.
Right.
You know, you pray and you talk to God which way is comfortable to you. To you. Because you got to remember, prayer is personal.
Right. I like
it's
that.
Personal. We don't need to have robots for prayer. Okay. You don't have to imitate or duplicate nobody. Be original and do your prayer. And just like the world say, do you? Do you? Pray your prayer. It's to your God, and he understands your language.
That's right.
And so that's how you get yourself a prayer language or a prayer groove. Because if you try to copy how somebody else pray, it's not your prayer.
Right.
When you're doing your own, it's your prayer. Mm-hmm. So remember, start where you're at. Begin to talk to him. And as you talk to him, you'll develop a rhythm. You'll develop a mood. You develop your own language, your own logo. You'll develop it as you go. As you grow and go, it will grow. Prayer will grow in you as you continue to go in prayer. And you'll find yourself saying words you didn't thought you would ever say. But that's because the Spirit of the Lord is praying through you and for you.
Yeah, and you know, that's excellent because you start somewhere. You start talking, you know, and then before you know it, it's about relationship. You know, when you meet someone someone new, you know, maybe a little awkward at first, the conversation, but as you get to know one another and, you know, share your interests and things like that, it gets more comfortable, you know, and then you're able to spend more time in conversation. And one of the things that I learned a long time ago, and I probably from you and Bishop Bronson, Pastor Glenn, was pray the word. Pray the word. You know, find you a scripture and pray that. You know, God, your word says that you was a rewarder of those who seek you diligently. God, you promised that healing belongs to the children. You know, pray God's word to him, because his word, the Bible lets us know, it's not going to return empty. It's going to accomplish everything it sets out to do. So we thank God. And even time-wise, as Pastor Glenn was saying, you know, we might start off maybe about 5 minutes, if that, And before you know it, that 5 turned into 10, 15. And before you know it, you're going for maybe an hour at a time, going before the Lord in prayer, spending time in the presence of God. So we thank God that we have that access. That's a blessing. That's a gift from God. Didn't have it in the Old Testament, y'all. They were under the law. And it was tough, but thank God for Jesus, and we're now under grace. Right. So, Pastor Glenn, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. This is a part 2, 3, 4, 10 kind of conversation. We can never have too much information about prayer and communing with God. And so we're definitely going to have Pastor Glenn come and join us again. I want to ask you to share how people can get connected with you, because I know you have a prayer line. And I just want to say this about Pastor Glenn. She's humble. She was praying before the pandemic, trust and believe, morning, noon, and night. From about 5 a.m. or earlier, she starts and she goes all day long. But during the pandemic, Pastor Glenn, the Lord led her to start a conference call line, a prayer line. And she started that and invited people to come and join in, whoever wanted to come and join her for prayer. And she's been praying Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, every week, praying, meeting folk in prayer. And we usually go about an hour or so of prayer for whatever is going on in the world, in your life. And so, Pastor Glenn, can you tell people a little more about that and how they can get connected to you?
Okay. The prayer line, it's every Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. I don't do it on Wednesday because usually people have Bible study on Wednesday, and I want those to attend their Bible study. But we'll get in, we'll pray, and usually I start out with a music, and then I have somebody to read the scripture, mm-hmm. and then I'll go into intercessory prayer. And anybody can join it. We have people as far as Barbados, Trinidad, it's another part of Africa, I can't remember. But we have it's at Delaware, we have Connecticut, turning in North Carolina, mm-hmm. Florida. So we have people all over tuning in to the prayer line. And it's you come on in, and you know, usually I'll be the one that's in the city. Or unless I have assigned somebody else to do it that night because of I have a commitment or engagement somewhere. Other than that, it will be me. And we just pray and bombard heaven because it's like a corporate prayer. And, you know, I call out names on the prayer list. I call them out one by one. I don't call out your symptoms. I do know the people's symptoms, but I don't call it out on the prayer line because I believe in a HIPAA law in the spirit. So I don't call out your conditions in an open line. But when I'm in my house praying, I do call out everybody's symptoms and I go before the Lord for you. I don't only pray on the prayer line, but 5 o'clock in the evening, the afternoons, I am praying, you know. So I'm always going before the Lord for people because I want to see people do and become the best they can in God. Now, if you want to come on the prayer line, the number is 848-220-3300. That's 848-220-3300. And the access number is 987-9297. 987-9297. 9-7. And that's the access code. And love to have you on there Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
What time is that, Pastor Glenn?
Okay, I try to get on at 6:55. But I don't start praying until 7:05.
Amen. And that's Eastern time, everyone. And so please, please, please feel free to join us in prayer. Prayer changes things. There's power in prayer. And when we come together in agreement, God promises that he is going to do exactly what we asked for. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Glenn, for joining us today. Again, we want to say this won't be your last time coming on with us. You have any parting words for our audience?
I love you. Be encouraged. Keep looking up because God is looking at you. And remember always to smile. Because when you smile, somebody will smile with you. If you frown, you're going to frown alone.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Pastor Glenn. Well, friends, that's our show for today. We never want to leave without extending the invitation to accept the Lord as your Savior. As I always say, it's as easy as ABC. Admit you have done wrong. Believe on Christ Jesus that he died and rose from the grave, and confess and choose the Lord as your Savior today, and pray the prayer. Invite the Lord in your heart. And if you do all those things, guess what, my friend? You are saved. And I encourage you to get connected with a Bible teaching, Bible believing church that has a foundation of prayer, as Pastor Glenn was talking about today. You be encouraged. God bless you. I love you to life. And I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Be blessed, be safe, be well. Take care, everybody. One, turn it up.